Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 74, VLC, or as it's spelled out, Video LAN Client. So for today's episode, I thought I'd share a way of, or an alternative means of, having an all-in-one media player. I got to thinking about this a while back once I heard the news about Winamp no longer being developed by AOL and it being picked up by someone else, but I got to thinking, well, what alternatives are there that's not necessarily restricted or Windows only and can help everybody out? So whether you have Windows, Linux, or Mac, you can use the same player and have the same functionality. And that's where VLC comes in. It's a free piece of software that plays video and audio files. It supports all of the popular formats and a few off-popular, not so popular ones, so you can have everything there and not have to really worry about whether or not it's supported. Since it does support so many different formats, it also has various other customizable options like playing video and audio at different speeds. It also has skin support, so if you want it to look a different way, you can do that as well. You can add and edit metadata, so if you have an audio track that you're producing and you want to add that information, you can. If you want to add that information to video files, you can do that as well. And it also has the ability to stream content from the web. So if there's a playlist you want to listen to or stream certain types of video files that are enabled for streaming, you can do that as well. Since it is open source and cross-platform, a lot of different people can use it as well. And it's in constant development. So if you visit their website at videoland.org, you can check it out and see if it's something that you want to use. I have used it on and off for quite some time, mainly because it is something that I don't really have to worry too much about. I install it and I'm good to go. I don't have to worry too much about different plugins. I used to use it quite a bit for a lot of my metadata, but I was on Windows, so, and I did prefer the interface for Winamp, so I use that. Now that I've switched over to Linux, I prefer this actually quite a bit more. Audacity works well enough, but if you want a few more features, then this definitely works as well. They are actually also working on an Android app, so if you want to have, if you want an app version of the software, it is available for select devices. But if you want something that's more final and more stable and usable, then check out MX Player. It basically does the same thing. It plays all sorts of video and audio files and allows background or audio only playing of content. So without getting too much into a review of MX Player, but if you have videos that you're, let's say you're watching TED videos, but you're driving so you don't want to play the video, you can play the videos in the background as audio only. Or if there's other video content that you only really care about the audio, then you can do that as well. But that's really all I wanted to cover for VLC. It's just one of those cross-platform clients that have been in constant development and I actually like quite a bit and do recommend it often. Even if you're into your own, let's say you do your own audio and video editing and you want to make sure that your content is playable and good to go, then this piece of software can help you out with that. And since it does work across Windows, Mac, and Linux, you can try it on different systems and play your content in different places to make sure it works. But if you're in the mood for customizing things and building things, then be sure to check out our friends at Puget Systems. They'll help you get started on building your custom computer today. So if you want something as simple as using a computer for word processing and emails, you can have that. Or something as powerful as with photo editing, video editing, playing the latest video games at the highest content or highest bit rate and frame rates and all of that good stuff, then definitely check it out. Visit geek-io.com/PUGET to get started and to show your support for This Working Droid and the Geek.io network of shows. That's geek-io.com/PUGET. We thank them for your support, or we thank them for their support and hope you show them your support as well. But if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, you can give me a call at, or leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. or send me an email at headphonesneil@yahoo.com, or find me on Twitter at patelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. And of course, if you want to find more shows on the Geek.io network of shows, or use our online contact form, you can visit geek-io.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.